All right. Welcome to episode 4 of the Conus and Dibs podcast.
Are we sure it's 4?
It is 4.
Okay.
I think it's 4. Oh, don't you think it's 4?
I don't remember.
I think it's 4.
Let's hope it is.
I'd say it's 4.
It's somewhere today, between 3 and 6.
Well, we have to apologize for episode 3 and the volume going on in episode 3 because I, being the, you know, person running the board, and I'm not an expert at running the board.
Let's just blame it on Dadu.
Dadu is here, and he's an absolute board expert, so I don't know why my microphone wasn't working so well, but this time around, it sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, we did a test.
Yeah, so if you have your volume turned up after episode 3, turn it down immediately or it'll blow out your speakers.
Well, I don't want to seem like a jerk, but my volume was fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, you are a jerk, so thanks for bringing that up, by the way. But welcome to episode 4 of the Conus and Dibs Show. I'm Dibs.
And I'm Conus.
Fantastic. We got to work on that so we can say an order.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm already looking at our Twitter feeds.
Are you?
I wasn't paying attention. Hopefully people are paying attention better.
All 3 or 6 of our listeners, will you stop paying attention?
And I'm Conus.
That's right. And I'm Dibs. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Hey, happy Father's Day, Dibbers.
Thank you.
Or Conus. I can't use the wrong nickname.
It's our special Father's Day edition.
It is special Father's Day edition. And Ironically, our own father is not on the show, and he's already been in 2 of the 4 episodes.
That's right.
That's right. The episode 3, he was crazy sound effects guy over there.
And he doesn't even live in the same city.
No,
that tells you how often we do these podcasts.
Which is sad. But we're getting better. We've done like 3 of the 4 in 2014 so far. So that's not bad compared to the 1 in 2013. But we're enjoying a beverage today.
That's right.
Is
irritable vowel syndrome.
Starts with the
V. Or vowel.
Starts with the vowel. That's right. And Conus, would you like to give us a quick overview of what we're drinking?
Yeah, well, I can't do a full overview. But I'll tell you, I remember what it's called, but I don't recall what you put in it already.
It's
but
strong.
Yes, this drink happens to be called a Unabomber. Starts with a U. That's
well
a vowel.
Yep.
But I don't. You're gonna have to say what's in it.
So it has vodka. It has gin. It has triple sec and it has lime juice. And then I had to add some freaking soda water to it because it was so strong. It was burning my nostrils and I was trying to smell it.
It is strong.
And then you asked for a carafe to put it in. So you have one in front of you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. The one time we've done this and I wanted to do that, I don't think we're going to drink that whole thing.
Yeah, well, it's all right. We'll figure out what to do with the remainder of the week. So, yeah.
Cheers to us and to you all.
Cling, cling, cling. That's right. Mm-hmm. Cheers to you. So, hopefully I don't get you too tipsy and send you back to your wife.
Yeah.
She'll probably get mad at me.
Yeah. Well, and thanks to Neeners for letting me come over here and spend a portion of my Father's Day.
It's your day. You get to do what you want.
Neeners and Buddy. Buddy's taking a nap right now.
Well, that's the best. Well, it's the only way you can probably get over here is because he's taking a nap. So you don't have to actually be a father for like 2 hours because he's sleeping. So there
that's
you
true.
Go. So it's probably a good thing then. But what'd you do this week? Anything exciting happen to you this week?
Not really.
No?
No.
Not a darn thing?
No, we went to the, I don't know. Last night we watched Anchorman 2.
Have you not seen it before?
No.
What do you think?
I found it to be terrible.
You thought it was terrible?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We
unfortunately.
Liked it.
Really?
I laughed my butt off at that movie.
I thought they were trying too hard.
Yeah, that's possible. And I was listening to the podcast, the Nerdist podcast this week with an episode that had Steve Carell on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was
I gotta get that one.
You download it. It's really funny. Mm-hmm. He doesn't consider himself a full-on comedian. Like, he's more of an actor, I guess. Because they talk about that, if you're a comedian versus an actor or whatever. And he believes himself to be more of an actor, which is interesting because if you think about his movie choices.
Yeah.
Some of them have been
more serious.
Movie. Yeah, acting
they always
roles.
Have some kind of sense of humor, though.
Yeah, well, I think he can't help but bring the humor to it because he's a funny guy. But But he was talking about how when he read the script for this one, like they just were laughing their fannies off about how funny that was for Anchorman 2.
There were parts of it that were funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it that much.
Well, that stinks.
But
that's bad news. Way to start off the podcast on a sour note.
Sorry.
Jeez, Conus.
Well, you mentioned Nerdist. Did you hear the one? We're gonna just turn ours into like the Nerdist fan
Nerdist
club.
Nerdist fan. Fanboys.
But, I was listening. I've been listening the last couple times. I always listen to it in my car, and I was listening to the one with I just forgot his name. The guy who did Swingers.
Oh,
Jon
Favreau.
Yeah.
He's
did you hear that one?
Out. Is it new?
Yeah. Well, it's not like brand new. It's from. It's like several
weeks.
Well, it's like 10 or 15 podcasts ago for them.
What was he?
He was Pimpin' Chef.
There's a new movie, Chef. That's what I was going to say. It's in theaters, I think, right now.
Yeah, but that normally his podcasts are like an hour long, but that one was a little over 2 hours.
Because it was hysterical.
Well, and Favreau just can talk, going. But he's like fascinating, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everything he was saying,
I love John
totally
Favreau.
Digging, yeah.
Yeah. The other one I listened to this week was Rick Moranis.
Oh, really? On Nerdist?
On the Nerdist. Yeah, it was an older episode. From a while ago? Yeah, apparently, again, because, you know, Chris Hardwick was fanboying out over Rick Moranis.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Yeah, well, he loves that. He loves it's like his favorite movie. He was saying that one of his followers on Twitter sent him a tweet and was like, hey, Rick Moranis has a record out, and it's like a crazy bluegrass kind of record. And Chris was like, what? And so they called his people, and they were like, sure, he'll come on the podcast. And then so he talked for like an hour. But it was it really interesting. You should download that one. Too, because he talks about his time with SCTV out of Canada, and like mm-hmm. he came here for like within the first 3 weeks, had a job, like mm-hmm. doing stuff, and which is crazy because in this business it's really hard to get jobs, and right. he like just showed up and got jobs. So.
Speaking of that, random pop quiz:
yes, go.
Name a movie Rick Moranis has been in other than Ghostbusters and the Honey whatever the kids movies.
Hold on.
Impossible. I've got one in my head right now.
Don't say it. All
it's
right.
It's tough though.
Hold on. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
We need Dadu with his.
I know he's really good at this kind of thing. Parenthood.
There you go. That Boom. Was the one I was thinking.
Is that the one you were thinking?
I literally can't think of another one though.
Wasn't he in one with John Candy too?
Oh yeah, yeah. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's IMDb is probably a good option for that. Choice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look that up right now. Actually.
I don't know.
But it was really good. It was a really good interview, and that's apparently the first podcast he's ever been on. And he talked almost the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Very entertaining, funny dude. So cool.
Check that out.
Yeah, totally have to look that one up.
This ends our portion of the Nerdist podcast.
podcast fanboy fangirl session, or geeking out, or whatever they call that. Geeking out over him. But so yeah, it was good. But so you learned this week that you did not like Anchorman 2.
Anchorman, yeah. I mean, that's really all I can remember about my week. That's kind of sad.
That is sad. Good Lord. There were 7 full days, and that's all you can think about?
Yeah. It was a busy work week for me. I stayed pretty busy.
Spaceballs.
There you go.
Good Lord. How did we forget that one?
I don't know. Hopefully our... Spaceballs. Hopefully, as we gain fans, they're not super nerds, because they would be very
my
upset.
My Blue Heaven? LA oh, yeah. Story?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. I know.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, I can't. I'm still not finding the one with John Candy that I was referring to earlier. But
hey,
what are you getting text messages?
I just got text. It was Niners.
Oh jeez.
She's running to the grocery store with Buddy.
Right now.
He's not sleeping.
Uh oh. What does that mean? Is our podcast immediately like shorter now?
Well, fourth episode of Conus and Dibs has been great.
It's been great. Thanks for thanks for listening. Bye. Yeah, no, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Oh, can we talk? You did learn something. Maybe it was not this week, but you brought this lovely, delicious treat for us this episode. So maybe this episode is going to be brought to you by this delicious candy that you brought.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about that?
This
you started this, by the way.
I know. I tweeted about it, and I did one of those shameless things where you. you mentioned that it's Twizzlers. It's a special kind of Twizzlers, and I mentioned Twizzlers, and I truly meant what I said though. It's the king of all candies. It's I gotta make sure I get it right.
You better get it right.
It's the sweet and sour Twizzlers, and they are cherry kick and citrus punch flavor.
They are delicious.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Holy
they have like a
moly.
Inside the little Twizzler, the hole that goes down the middle of the Twizzlers. I don't know how to describe
that
any other
way. That's totally what it is.
There's like a filling.
Filling?
Yeah, on the package it says tangy filling. Yeah. I think that's supposed to be the sour part, but it's fantastic.
I've had 3 already and they're a little addicting.
Yeah, it's my favorite candy.
That could be a problem.
I'm gonna have another one.
You should have another one. They're hard to take apart though in the bag. That's the hard part. But that was easy.
We are not. That was interesting.
I know.
We are not sponsored by Twizzlers.
But if they want to sponsor us, that would be great too, because we will eat them every episode.
We are not sponsored by anyone, actually.
No, we're not. So that would be another opportunity to do a plug that if anyone wants to sponsor the Conus and Dibs show, Irritable Bowel Syndrome with Conus and Dibs, we would totally have a conversation with you about it. So, mm-hmm. You can find us as at Conus and Dibs on Twitter and facebook.com/Conus and Dibs, CONUSANDDIBS.
So. Well done.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that plug. Good stuff for cereal. That's delicious. But
What's our first topic going to be?
You know what? So
you want to jump into the main event?
Well, no. Let's just talk a little bit about what we learned a little bit this week. I know that I did tweet this at you earlier this week on our Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
random facts. It's a different Twitter name. You know, what the F facts is the Twitter handle. I love this one. They always come up with the most random stuff. But mm-hmm. did you know that Andy Samberg won an Emmy for the song Richard in a Box? So you replace Richard with the four-letter word that rhymes with Rick. And he won an Emmy for that.
I did not know that.
They give Emmys out for these types of things, which by far, that's one of my favorite Saturday Night Live skits of all time.
Yeah, if you remember, myself and producer and one of our friends, who will call Mr. Tumnus.
he's going to be so mad.
We went as the Richard guys to a Halloween party.
Was it Halloween or was it a Christmas party?
It was a Christmas party.
It's our friends that have a Christmas dress-up.
Yeah, they call it the Mistletoe Mingler.
That's right, and it's a dress-up party around the Christmas holiday. But you guys, that was funny. I drew a beard, a goatee with eyeliner.
That's right. He looked
and
good.
And he walked around and was like, hey, how's my eyeliner beard? Is my beard okay? Is it smudging? Is it running? How's it look?
Because Mr. Tumnus and I both already had Backstreet Boy chin strap beards that we were sporting. And producer was the only one who didn't have any facial hair. So we had to draw that on.
You know, but yeah, that was a funny, funny holiday costume. But that's cool. I didn't know that he won an Emmy for that. That's good. So all you listeners out there who want to do funny musical bits that have cuss words and or things in them, you could possibly win an Emmy. That's the moral of that story, I guess. But
hey, I think you also retweeted from What the FX something that applies to us today, since we're drinking the Unabomber, which has vodka in it.
Yeah.
Because of vodka, 25% of Russians die before reaching the age of 55.
Yeah. Well, their vodka's no joke over there.
Yeah.
That's, you got Russian vodka, by the way, in this beverage.
Oh, do I?
You do. Yeah, we're drinking the Russian standard.
So what you're saying is I have less than 12 years left.
Yep. Possibly. You're the mathematician. I sure am not. But something like that is possibly concerning.
Hang on. I'm not a mathematician. Less than 22 years.
Oh, okay. You're good to go then. Yeah. You're fine.
Sorry.
You're fine.
I said 55, not 45.
But the Russian vodka is good stuff. They don't mess around.
Yeah.
So, and the Russian standard is very good. I want to thank my very good friend, Va, for her recommendation of this Russian standard vodka. Mm-hmm. That's all we drink now in this house. So you have Icelandia or Icelandic vodka in your house.
Yeah. It's a low quality.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not Skol or Score or whatever that.
Skol
or Score.
I think Skol is Chew.
Chew. What's the one, the vodka? Score? Skol?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Absolute?
This is, no. Well, that's a step up from the Skol or whatever it's called. But yeah, so that's a very good point. But so we actually thought a little bit about this episode in advance, which is kind of crazy because we normally don't. And I wish you could see, listeners, what I'm actually trying to do right now. My dog is like laid out on my lap, on the pillow on my lap, and I have to hold my
microphone. I can take a picture that doesn't have your face in it and tweet it out.
Lord. I'm like holding the microphone and my phone in the other hand, and she's just laid out. Are you serious? Get down, really. Come on. You're ruining the podcast.
Have we said what the dog's name is already?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, we have not.
This dog. She loves to put one paw on whatever, and I'm not like thinking about a specific area, but whatever area of your body just at that moment in time is the most uncomfortable for you.
She'll find your balls in a split second and just shove her paw into them.
Well, yeah, that's one of the spots, but yeah. Any spot. If you have a bruise,
Or if you have like a full bladder, she'll find it and just stick her paw straight into it.
We're talking about you.
Precious thing. She's looking so sad. I'm a sad girl. Okay. But we did some preparation for this episode in advance. I get a text from Conus this week. He's like, I've got an idea for our next podcast.
Yeah.
And this is quite awesome. We've decided, because everyone's got a list of their top five, right? And that's how would you explain the top five list?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you know, inappropriate you want to be. Top five hottest celebrities that you find.
Your top five list.
Yeah. That's right. Basically.
That's right. And so over the years, I've heard our dadu talk about some of his top five favorite celebrities.
Mm-hmm. I think mom's at one point in time was Tom Cruise.
Selleck.
Oh, Selleck. Sorry, yeah.
Magnum P.I.
Well, she liked Tom Cruise, didn't she?
Yeah. No, it was Selleck. Yeah, it was the mustache. I think she loved
that mustache.
That's right. It was crazy. And then dad's, I think, was Jennifer Connelly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? From the Rocketeer and Beautiful Mind. But those are the top. Those are the ones that I remember. But I have absolutely no idea who the top five that you have are. I probably could guess a few, make a couple of guesses, but it'll be a whole heck of a lot more fun for you to reveal them. So what we're going to do is We're going to each reveal our top five for 5-1, and we're going to post the pictures on Twitter so that all three of our followers will be able to see them.
So are we going to start with the honorable mention first?
Sure.
Are you gonna do that last?
No, you know what? Let's start with the honorable mention because, you know, it's hard to narrow the list down to five.
Well, you're going to have to start them because okay. I need to...
You still need to think
save
of
yours? I have it. I just need to save this picture.
Okay.
So you start first with your honorable mention.
Okay, so my honorable mention, and some people might be like, what an honorable mention? This should be at least in your top five. But like I said, it was a tough game. So number five for me is Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yes. Thor.
Thor.
Nice.
Who is of the Hemsworth brother hotness trio. There are three of them, actually. I am sure you know who Chris is because he's Thor. And you might have also heard of Liam, who was formerly dating the artist known as Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a third one, too. And I've seen pictures of the three of them. And the third one's
Bremsworth Hemsworth.
That's the one. Yeah, I think they call him Brem for short.
Brem.
Bremhem. Mm-hmm. And he is as good looking as the other two, actually.
Did you tweet your picture of...
I'm tweeting it now.
Senor Hemsworth.
So I'm going to tweet out the picture of my honorable mention. So this is... Yeah, this is Dib's honorable mention.
Yeah. I tend to go for the ladies, but I can acknowledge, and I think in past podcasts,
yep.
I can acknowledge that when a man is a handsome dude, and Chris Hemsworth is that, absolutely.
He is, and I'm hashtagging, sure. By the way, hashtag top five.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag top five, hashtag Konas and Dibs.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Konas, A-N-D-D-I-B-S. All right, cool. So honorable mention for Dibs, honorable mention is Chris Hemsworth. There
yeah.
you go.
So how are you doing that? You just posting his picture and his name?
That's right. So I just said okay. Dibs, honorable mention, hashtag top five, hashtag Konas and Dibs, and then I put his picture out there.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Okay.
So that's my honorable mention.
I wasn't listening to what you just said because I was getting my picture ready, but I'll do my own thing.
God, I hate when you ignore me.
So yeah, I'm up. My honorable mention... So just outside the top five is what that means, obviously.
Yep.
And for anybody who is a complete idiot and doesn't understand that kind of thing. sorry, I'm still buying time. Okay.
You are. You're doing
good, though. This person, or I should say girl or woman. She's a woman. They're all grown-ups. was one that I almost put in my top five. So I'm glad that you put an honorable mention in there because I was feeling a little bad. I don't recall. Oh, I do remember what her real name is. But I think of her only in the show that she's been in. She's referred to as Khaleesi, or also Daenerys Targaryen.
No idea who the heck you're
she is. One of the main characters in Game of Thrones.
Ah, see, it's a program I don't watch. Give me that pillow, really quick.
Her, yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Her. I just remembered her real name is Emilia Clarke.
Oh, what else has she been in? How come I don't know who she is?
To be honest, I don't. I mean, if she's been in other stuff. I don't know it yet because she was pretty new on the scene with Game of Thrones.
Huh.
But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tweet her picture. But yeah, she has the like super, she looks like the white blonde hair from Frozen.
Ah, yes. which one of the characters has that, by the way, in that movie? This is a pop quiz.
In Frozen?
Yeah.
Well,
Elsa?
Buddy loves that movie. So
that's why I figured you know.
I know
that
for sure. It's Elsa.
Definitely Elsa.
But yeah, that's her. You've probably seen her in various commercials and things if you've seen a girl with bright white hair.
So are you into blondes? Is that her natural hair?
Well, she's not even blonde. It's like white.
But is it really her natural hair color?
No. Oh. She's got brown hair.
That's
but she's equally beautiful with either color.
I never would have pulled that one out of a hat at all for you there. That's exciting.
That's why I'm here. Just to
thanks for the
shock
that's
and
good
all.
Honorable mention. Good honorable mention.
So I put her name. I put honorable mention.
Yep.
And I put hashtag top five.
And I hashtag Konas and Dibs.
Oh gosh.
I know
so
it's
much.
A pain in the butt, is it not?
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. You're up,
Slater. All right. So my number five. Drum roll at all. is
no drama.
Are you ready for this? It's Seth MacFarlane.
What?
Uh huh. Yep. It's true. Tweet.
Okay.
I tweeted that out there. Top five, number five is Seth MacFarlane. Because, listen, he okay, so this is going to sound random, but I really, I had a huge, huge crush on Peter Brady growing up. And I really kind of feel like he embodies the Peter Brady thing.
He does look a lot like Peter Brady.
Right?
That's for sure.
And, yeah.
you tweeted Seth MacFarlane before I could tweet him.
Oh, wait, sorry. That's wait, funny. Yeah. You're going real slow there, sir. You better catch up. But yeah, so and I like Seth MacFarlane. Well, one, because he's ridiculously smart. right? Yeah. He's a super smart guy.
He does seem smart.
And he's like seriously a triple threat. So he can sing, he can act, and I think he can dance. He hosted the Oscars and danced a little bit on there. Mm-hmm. But there has to be something to be said for a guy who can do like seven voices on a show all by himself and not lose track of what he's talking about or who he's actually voicing at that point. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I like him a lot. And he was on, we watched him on an episode of Graham Norton the other day. He was on there with Charlize Theron talking about, what is it, 100 Ways to Die in the West or whatever that movie is, mm-hmm. 75 days or 46.
Yeah, I want to see that because it seems really funny. Yeah. I know it got destroyed by whatever movie it came out against that week, but
oh, you mean The Fault in Our Stars?
No. No, it was the previous week that came out, I think, against something else.
My bad. I was like, what, is it 22 Jump Street? Probably not. No.
Perhaps. Mm. I don't know. I think it was like the week after X-Men. I can't remember.
Well, anyway, but yeah, that guy, I find him attractive and funny and intelligent.
Top 5, though? That's so weird.
Well, I wanted to throw you some curveball. So he's not number 1, but he's number 5, in my opinion. I just find him boyishly good-looking, like Peter has a Peter Brady thing going on. Yeah. So there you go. That's my number 5.
All right.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I got you. Yes, have a Twizzler.
Try pulling a Twizzler out. It's very loud.
You're having a cherry.
He's stinker stick.
Cherry blueberry.
Cherry blueberry. Banana fanta blueberry.
All right, am I up?
Go.
You're going to be pumped about this one.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a ginger.
Let's do it. Okay.
Conus is number 5. Kate Mara.
Oh.
You familiar with her?
Yes. From, what's that show called?
I don't know.
Hold on. She's in Kevin Spacey, House of Cards.
Oh, is she? Yep. I don't watch that show.
You should. It's on Netflix. You can download them all at once.
It's good? I've heard it's good.
But and she's adorable. I like her a lot.
Yeah, I like her too. You know who she reminds me of? You know that movie I hate that you and what's her name? My wife, Neeners. Mm-mm. Sing the song to Top That, and my buddy, producer, like to sing that crappy song that gets on my nerves. That. Yeah, that
top
one.
That.
She reminds me of the chick from that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Blake Lively's sister.
Yeah.
Robin Lively.
And Blake Lively was another one that was going to be my honorable mention. Just FYI.
Oh, okay. But she didn't make it?
She got beat out by Khaleesi.
She didn't make it at all?
No. She, if we had 2 honorable mentions, she'd be there.
Wow.
But yeah, Kate Mara. She was in, let's see, what was that? Like a Sniper movie? It may be called Sniper with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Is his whole Funky Bunch in the show too?
Well, maybe they were like on the crew. They definitely weren't acting with him. But she was also in some movie, I think it was called, I can't remember the name of any of these movies.
You're terrible. And normally you're much better at this.
It's got a movie that's got a guy who I'm going to go out on a limb and bet is in your top 5. What's his name? Who's, from 22 jumps, 21 Jump Street.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm or deny he's on the list.
She's in that movie with him, and it's like about, I think it's called 10 Years or something, as they go back for their 10-year reunion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. But,
all right. Kate Mara, number five.
Number 5. I like it.
Officially tweeted.
Well done. Well, way to get it out before my tweet, by the way.
Oh, did you just tweet something else?
No, I haven't, but I'm glad you got it out before mine.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know, right?
You know what's funny? You got close-ups on these guys' faces, so when you tweet them, when I'm looking at our feed, you can see their faces. Both of the, like, mine are, like from the stomach up, so when I tweet the pictures, all you see is their cleavage.
Well, that doesn't surprise me in the least, because you are a man, and that's probably appropriate where you're concerned.
I just want to make it known that I didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah, whatever. I don't believe you for one minute at all.
All right, you're up, number 4.
All right, I like your number 5. Good choice. Good choice, actually. I love that she's a ginger, because you've got to have a shout-out for the gingers, which I'm a ginger as well, so that's fantastic.
You betcha.
All right, so my number 4, dibs number 4,
mm-hmm.
Is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah.
Are you surprised by that?
No, I think I could see ladies liking him.
He's a good actor too. He's one of those guys that he's moldable as an actor, so you don't see him doing the same types of movies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But another one, he was on the Nerdist podcast. They interviewed him, and his interview was great. So I learned a bunch about him, and he's really involved in a lot of different philanthropies and does a bunch of things. So anyway, but I thought he was adorable on Third Rock from the Sun, and then what was the other? He was a kid. Movie as a kid. I'm trying to remember.
In a movie as a kid?
Yeah, he was a child actor as well.
Yeah,
but he turned out okay.
Oh, he was in Angels in the Outfield.
Angels in the Outfield with Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. That's
which,
right.
Quite frankly, He's a great guy. He's not on the top five, but I'm a fan of Tony Danza.
You're a fan of Tony Danza.
I love Tony Danza.
Wasn't he in Joni Loves Chachi?
Yeah.
No, that's Charles in Charge.
Maybe. It is Charles in Charge. It's not Tony Danza.
I get them confused.
It's Charles in Charge. But yeah, so I'm a huge fan of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. A movie just came out with Scarlett Johansson, who could possibly be on your top five, and I don't know for sure.
Yeah, where he was
Don John. Yeah. Don Juan. So yeah, I'm a fan. I am a fan. So that's my number four is, and I tweeted him as well at Hit Record Joe, and that is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's my number four.
Nice.
There you go.
Oh man, I forgot. I think I didn't put a picture with that.
Do I need to fill time when you find a
picture? Yes. Well, and this will also help me take time to remember this person's name, because I forgot what her name is. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put as my... we're on number four, right?
Yep, number four. This is really hard to tweet and yes, talk.
It is.
And do all these things at the same time.
I'm going to tweet because I don't remember what her name is.
Uh-huh.
John Krasinski's wife. Number four.
Emily Blunt.
That's right.
Emily Blunt, also a ginger on many occasions.
She is.
And she's British.
That'll be my last ginger, though, so don't get your hopes up.
Oh, okay, I was getting kind of excited about the ginger love that you were putting out there, but...
Yeah. So what'd you say your name was?
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt has
She's
been
British.
In, yeah. Oh, and this one has her face, not her cleavage.
Well,
so
there you
good.
Go. Well done, sir.
Yeah. And that's a little bit, I had a spoiler, cause when I tweeted my idea earlier, I put a picture of her from that movie that she was in recently with Tom Cruise, where keep dying and reanimating or whatever.
That actually looks like a really cool movie, by the
it
way.
Does,
I'm
yeah.
kind of excited about it. And I've been excited about a Tom Cruise movie in a really long time.
I know.
Time.
I don't want to be a fan of Tom Cruise at all.
Well, but you kind of have to be with this idea.
Yeah, every movie he comes out with, I like.
Well, just reanimating every single day. It's kind of like Groundhog Day with like aliens and
cowboys
and Transformers or
cowboys
something.
Cowboys and aliens.
Cowboys and aliens, which was directed, didn't that also have, what's his name in there from earlier today we were talking about?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No.
Tony Danza?
No. The guy that just made Chef. What's his name?
Oh, Cowboys and Aliens?
Yeah, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did, directed or produced it or something like
useless
that.
Useless knowledge in my head. Seriously.
You know what's sad is that, when I tweeted that earlier this week for my idea, her name, Emily Blunt's name, was in that tweet.
Really?
Yeah.
And you forgot about it already?
Yeah, but she's been in other things
terrible.
Like, what has she been in? She's been in, she was in, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That was a good movie. I liked it. It was, with JGL and Bruce Willis, where Bruce Willis is the older version of him, and he what's that movie called?
Hold on, I'm gonna pull up IMDb because we are really terrible right now. It must be the massive amounts of alcohol that we're drinking on this show. Looper
was good. She was in that girly movie where she's British and
The Devil Wears Prada.
That one.
Yeah. Okay. You're really batting 100 today, or 1,000, or whatever that number is.
That's a good baseball
it's
reference.
It's 1,000, isn't it? Is that the right reference?
It is 1,000.
I did it earlier this week. I said the exact same thing earlier this week and I was corrected. So
that picture of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. What is that from?
I don't know. I found
you spelled Levitt wrong.
I don't care. Whatever. People know what I mean. Good Lord.
That was like an old friend of ours. I used to spell Levitt. Not his name, Levitt.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, whatever. I thought I spelled it right, but I guess I did not. So.
All right. So Konas is number four on top five list. John Krasinski's wife.
Otherwise known as?
Emily Blunt.
Well done, sir. All right. Well, that's exciting.
You're up, slugger.
All right. Hold on just a second. All right. So.
Hang on. Dot, dot, dot. Take a minute, a second, and we're back from from Dib's potty break.
That's enough. Okay, so number three, right? Is that what we're doing? Is number three?
Yes, we're on Dib's number three in Konas and Dib's top five.
That's right. Hashtag Konas and Dib's hashtag top five. So my number three, drum roll, Hugh Jackman.
Huge Ackman,
because oh my gosh, there's so many reasons. One, he's super tall. Two,
is he really?
Yes, he's 6'3", which is taller than me, and that's
not
rare.
As tall as me though.
That's right. Well, he might be in shoes. You never know your height.
In heels.
Two, he is an Aussie, which means he's probably awesome because that goes together. Three, he is a triple threat as well. He can sing, dance, and act. Four, he's won a Tony. Five, he's hosted the Tonys and the Academy Awards.
I'm a triple threat. I can eat, drink, and go to the bathroom at the same time.
All at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. Didn't Mythbusters say not to do that? Because your fecal matter could end up on your food?
Oh, really?
I feel like that was it. Maybe they busted that myth. I don't remember.
Well, okay.
Maybe. Anyway, probably don't want to do that, by the way. We that not approved by Conus and Dibs. definitely not approved. That message was not approved by, at least by Dibs. But anyway, but yeah, Hugh Jackman, and he's fantastic. So.
I like it. Look what I'm doing.
What are you doing? Oh, boy, you're filling the drink back up. Your Seconds. Wife's going to be so mad.
Seconds.
Oh, geez. It's, do we like this drink? Have we decided?
I don't hate it.
It's not as bad as the Orange Julius.
It is no Orange Julius.
Which is what we will hold everything against as far as terrible stuff. Did you get something on your phone?
I set my phone in the drink.
Oh, my Lord of mercy.
It's okay, though.
Do you need a towel?
No. Are I you need sure? I need a new phone cover anyway. All right, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Dibs.
He's the hotness.
Number three.
Gotta love Hugh Jackman.
Hashtag Conus and Dibs.
That's
hashtags
right.
Top five.
Love it, love it, love it. What's, who's your number three?
My number three. Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
Hugh Jackman.
No, I'm liar. Oh, man.
My number three is a little lady by the name of Laura Vandervoort.
Who is that?
Tweeting. And I'm also, as I tweet, I'm include. I follow her. Man, that's a really handsome picture of Hugh Jackman.
Thank you. I found it myself.
I am tagging her in it as well because I follow her on Twitter. She is, let me show you her picture.
Please.
She is from like the show V.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
The most recent.
That's another blonde.
Version of, oh yeah, that is another
Good
blonde.
Good Lord, man. Blondes and gingers. I'm confused. Who are you?
You know what? My last two are brunettes, though, so I'll have two of each.
Hot dog. I'm glad to hear that.
And they're number two and number one.
Way to not discriminate, by the way.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Well, that's, yeah.
That's awesome.
Obviously, it's from the heart because I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, my Lord.
But yeah, she was, Laura Vandervoort is from shows like V. I don't watch the show currently, but she's in a show right now called Bitten that she tweets about a lot. It's about like werewolves. And
Shocker.
Things.
Werewolves and probably vampires.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
she
on
was,
limb.
She was in the movie Ted.
Yeah,
she had a bit
right.
part in that.
She did.
I was surprised to see, but I'm a huge Laura Vandervoort supporter, so I was happy.
She's a pretty, pretty lady.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe she is like Swedish or something. I don't
she
know.
She kind of looks Swedish.
Yeah. Vandervoort is a foreign sounding name, so it's some she's from somewhere in the. across the pond, I think.
Across the pond?
Yeah.
No,
but,
yeah.
You know, I judge everyone by the type of person they are on Twitter, and she seems like a very nice person.
Seems like a good person on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to hear.
So, Laura Vandervoort at Vandykins22.
There you go.
Conus is number three, hashtag top five, hashtag Conus and Dibs.
Well done, sir. That's a very, very good choice. Very
Thank you.
Good choice.
You're
She's pretty.
Thank you.
She is. Well, that's a good choice. All right. So, all right. We're down to number two, right? Number two?
That's right.
So my number two, this might be a shocker for you as well. Dib's number two choice is Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Lane?
No, Nathan Fillion.
Oh, Nathan Fillion.
I know how you. It might be a little confusing, but mm-hmm. Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Do you know who Nathan Fillion is?
I do. He's,
Tell me who he is.
I mean, he was from Firefly and Serenity, and
Correct.
He's currently, what's his name? He's Castle.
Castle. That's right. Do you watch Castle?
We do.
Do you? Is it a good show?
Nieners and I like it a lot.
I've not watched. Yeah. I've only watched a couple episodes of it, but it's been on since like 2009 or something. So I want to start from the beginning and watch it all in order, like we did with Big Bang Theory. But
mm-hmm.
From the minute I watched Firefly, I fell in love with Nathan Fillion. Plus, I follow him on Twitter at Nathan Fillion, and he's hysterically funny. So
did you tag him?
I sure did.
Way to go!
You bet I did. But yeah, so and he's another tall guy. He's tall. And he's adorable and funny and a kind of a sci-fi nerd,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not a huge sci-fi. I'm a sci-fi nerd, but not a huge sci-fi nerd. But at least I know who Nathan Fillion is, right?
I think he's friends with Nerdist's Chris Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick,
as well. Yeah.
Probably. They all probably hang out together
yeah.
over there in California. But yeah, but no, I immediately watched Firefly, and then I was pissed that they didn't extend it past the one season. So then I watched Serenity, the movie, and that was good because it kind of tied up some loose ends for me. But,
I actually watched that. I think yesterday.
What?
Or Friday.
Really?
What's today?
Today's Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. I think I watched it either Friday.
Yeah.
One of, it was either yesterday.
Who knows? Are you already that drunk?
Irrelevant.
You're halfway into the carafe yet. But yeah, so Nathan Fillion. And he was on, you know what I saw him on? This is kind of a random thing, but on the cooking channel. Tiffany Thiessen, formerly Tiffany Amber Thiessen of Saved by the Bell fame, has a cooking show.
I'm so glad she dropped that Amber.
I know, right? It's it makes her feel so much more like a teenager with Amber as the middle name. But but he was one of the guests on her show when she made dinner for her friends, and he showed up and made some really funny jokes and ate some delicious food. So anyway, yeah, Nathan Fillion.
Number two. You're shocking me and awing me with the picks.
That's what I'm trying to do. Shocking all you.
Is Mr. Bean your number one?
Mr. Bean? No, I thought we talked about this. It's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We have to talk about that. We'll talk about that in a second.
I'm going to, just because of that, I'm going to tweet a picture. Is that good?
Yeah, that's a lot, but sorry. Whatever. Okay.
I got me thinking about Nicolas Cage, and I wasn't thinking. Mm-mm. All right, Nicolas Cage, number one.
Nope.
All right,
Numero
so.
Numero dos for you, sir.
Dibs, number two.
Yep, let's
Nathan
hear it.
Fillion.
Yep, that's right. And what is your number two, Conus?
My number two, well, I'm gonna make you say it because this is who you're going to think my number one's going to be.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I have
who
no
Who has my number one always been?
Oh, I don't remember. Kate Beckinsale?
No.
No, I don't know who.
All right. Well, this crashed and burned. Conus is number two in the hashtag top five, hashtag Conus and Dibs, is from Transformers, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. See, I didn't realize she was one of your faves.
Yeah, and my buddies have tried to convince me otherwise, but...
why?
But I don't know.
I think she's gorgeous.
She is, yeah.
She's very good.
I don't know. I think maybe because she's married to, what's his name, from 90210.
Brian Austin Green.
Yeah.
Listen, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he was on 90210.
Yeah, he was. That's true.
Residual checks. That's
and
good.
Yeah, I don't know. That maybe because she's all tatted up and I don't normally go for the ladies with tattoos. Niners has no tattoos.
That's correct. I have something to tell you. Just kidding.
But yes, tweeting now, Megan Fox is my number two.
That's fantastic. What has she been in any movies recently? Oh, she's about to be in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
She is. She's playing April O'Neil.
That's right. I think it's actually really good casting.
Yeah. She. I mean,
do we know anybody who's a turtle? Do you know any turtles in that movie?
I think Corey Feldman is reprising his role as Michelangelo.
Shut up.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
They're all. I mean, some of them I recognized them as like bit character actors, but nobody huge that I recognized. At least that I remember.
Interesting.
What's his name? Is playing Splinter. Or not Splinter, Shredder. The dude from Crud Hole. What's his name?
Was that a movie? Crud Hole?
No. The
Will Arnett.
No.
Okay.
The
William Fichtner.
Yes.
He was on one of Mom's favorite soap operas. He was on As the World Turns. That's how I know who that is. Isn't that weird?
No, he was in that movie about the boat with George Clooney and not Matt Damon.
Sidebar,
Marky Mark.
Johnny Knoxville is going to be Leonardo, by the way.
What? Yeah. No, that's not true.
That's what IMDb says.
His voice?
Possibly. Yeah, that's what IMDb says.
All right, well, I was way off then.
Yeah, you were.
Maybe I read some good bad Lord. Information.
Thank God for the IMDb app. Shoot.
Johnny Knoxville.
All right,
is Johnny Knoxville your number one?
No, I already told you. No, it's Nicolas Cage.
Can I say who your number one is?
Yeah, you know. Okay, so Dibs, number one.
Related to one of my number
two. Yeah, it's probably not a shock for my brother Conus, but go ahead. Who's my number one, Conus?
Emily Blunt's husband.
That's correct. Otherwise known as John Krasinski of The Office fame.
Maybe we could get them to divorce.
That would be really weird because then they'd be around each other a lot. Like, that would just not work. But yeah. So John Krasinski, for me with him, like, he's kind of that subtle, funny guy that just, he's tall as well, kind of a theme. You know, most of the guys on my list are taller than me. But he seems like a really good dude, and he's, smart and funny and unassuming and sarcastic, which I love sarcasm. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my number one, John Krasinski.
Yeah.
No surprise there to you there, right, Conus?
Yep. That's been known, widely known. I believe producer knows that as well.
Everybody knows that.
I'm trying to find this lady's name. There it is. Okay. That was not a surprise to me.
Not at all.
I think my number one might be a surprise to you, though.
Well, let's hear it.
I'm going to bring up her movies because I don't know what they were. My number one, Conus's number one, a lady by the name of Emmanuelle Shrieky.
Oh, yes. She was in, what movie was that? She was in some dance movie, I think.
I don't think so, but don't know.
Is that how you say her name, by the way?
Shrieky? Manuel Shrieky?
Shirky?
Shamiroquai? C-H-R-I-Q-U-I. She's been in things such as Entourage.
Ah, yes.
And she was in a movie I never saw called You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Uh-huh.
She was in an older scary movie called Wrong Turn.
Are these all your favorite movies that she's been in?
Something I've never heard called Fort Bliss. Not a lot of really high level.
Really?
Movies.
I'm completely shocked right now that is your number one. Are you messing with me?
She's been in nothing.
I know.
She was a voice in American Dad.
Really?
She was in Robot Chicken.
Is this a joke? Like you're being serious?
No,
right
I
now?
Swear. I swear to our Lord Jesus Christ that she is the number one. Hold on. Let me tweet the picture so you can see.
Thank you.
Do you know what she looks like?
I'm looking her up right now on IMDb. She was on the OC. Well, that's interesting.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. Oh, On the Line. That was Lance Bass's movie. They're very good friends in real life. Oh, I love him. He was my favorite.
Well, okay.
I liked him better than Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yes. He's the bass. He sings the bass line. Lance Bass. Hilarious, though. I did not know that about you, that you liked her.
I did.
She's very cute, though.
Yeah.
She's teeny. She reminds me a little bit of Nene.
Yeah. Neners.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I hope that my lovely wife will, take solace in, is that
actually.
My number two, or my number one and number two,
yeah,
both are very Neners-like.
Yeah, very good choice.
Yeah, so, wow, we finished.
We've
done it.
That was pretty good. So there's a top five. So quick recap for the kids who are just joining the podcast. So let's see. So Dibs number five was Seth MacFarlane. Number four, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Number three, Hugh Jackman. Number two, Nathan Fillion. And number one, John Krasinski.
Yes, and from five to one, I was Kate Mara, John Krasinski's wife, Laura Vandervoort, Megan Fox, and Emmanuel Shrieky.
We have to look up how to say her name because I feel
I used to say Shikri, but I listened to Lex and Terry likes her a lot too.
Did you for real? You did. You wrote John Krasinski's wife. You're
I couldn't
so
remember
bad.
What her name
her
was.
Her name is Emily
time.
Blunt.
Yes.
Get it right for crying out loud.
That picture is from that movie.
That's great. This was fun. And our honorable mentions were Chris Hemsworth and what was yours again?
And Amelia Clark.
Amelia Clark.
Khaleesi.
That's right. That's right.
Daenerys Targaryen.
That's right. Boy, our feed is like completely pictured up right now with a bunch of famous people.
It looks like a teenager's bedroom wall.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Or an episode of Teen Beat. Basically.
I like Teen Beat.
I know you're a big fan of the Teen Beat.
John Krasinski looks like he's pondering whether or not to stay married to his wife. Once he's seen our list.
Who you don't remember the name of. That's pretty bad. But what do you do?
It got really hot in here.
How did that happen?
Did the air go down?
Yeah, the hubs did not. It's 74 degrees. It's not too bad. Maybe it's all that gin and vodka you're drinking right there.
I don't know. I'm sweating like a nun. And where do nuns sweat a lot? Pretty much everywhere. Wouldn't that get up?
Strip club?
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be a sweaty place for them.
That would be pretty sweaty in general, I think. But yeah. Well, that was fun. Top five list. Well done, sir. You did not mess with me on any of my choices, really.
Well, the only one I couldn't understand, really, was the guy from Family Guy.
Well, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
I
don't know. He looks like he's always wearing lots of makeup.
What?
Like he's just got like boatloads of foundation on.
So you carve your initials in his forehead?
Yeah.
No, I disagree with you, but whatever. I'm glad that you picked the people you picked. I don't know who half of them are, so that's always cool.
Yeah, you should watch Game of Thrones.
You're like the 800th person to tell me that, so I'll put it on the list right after I watch six seasons of Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I like what's her name from Walking Dead as well. The girl who plays Maggie.
Oh, yes. That is, what's her name?
I don't know. Maggie.
That's not her name.
Maggie Green.
Lauren Cohan.
Lauren Cohan, that's right.
Useless knowledge in my brain.
I follow her, too. She doesn't tweet very much, though.
No, she really doesn't. She was also on The Nerdist. She and Hardwick are friends, too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I got to go find that one.
You do. It's a good one. She's pretty funny. She laughs her whole butt off through the whole thing.
Really?
But yeah. So,
kind of like me on here. You just keep me in stitches.
I'm kind of surprised. Thank you. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. What about Christina Hendricks?
I like her, but I felt like that would be... Is that one of producers' list?
A gimme? No. I don't think it is.
I feel like I would be judged for that selection.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not judging you for your other selection?
I like Christina Hendricks.
Silently judging you for your selection.
Well, that's the thing is there are... it's Hollywood, so there are a lot of, you know, really good-looking men and women.
A lot of choices. But,
you know, you got to make decisions.
That's true.
Tough decisions sometimes, you know. This is a business.
It is. Well, it was fun.
Yeah. Did you see the picture I tweeted about the thing I want for my Christmas list?
Yeah. Is it the bear suit?
It's a bear-proof suit.
Is that a real thing, by the way?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm assuming it is.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's the real deal.
First of all, he's got, like, this guy has this man who looks like Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, my God.
And some other guy can't see his face, like, putting him in this get-up.
You know what it looks like? That guy that jumped from space. Who took that balloon all the way up to space and then jumped from space.
Yeah.
And went head first towards the ground and then.
Yeah.
That was like the Red Bull guy jumping from space thing.
It looks like fat Iron Man.
Yes, it does. It does. The helmet looks very similar to Iron Man.
Yeah. It's like a cross between fat Iron Man and that suit that Marty McFly is wearing when he's trying to convince his dad.
Greetings, Earthling. My name is Darth Vader. Yeah.
Yeah, but I want that. I just want to walk into work one day wearing bear-proof suit.
You think you're sweating now. Put yourself in that suit. You're going to be ridiculous.
I'll be sweaty, but no one will be able to see me.
It'll smell, too. Good Lord. What? Seriously, though, I wonder how much one of these things cost.
I don't know. It doesn't say. Well, maybe I should click the link.
If it's under $100, there's a very good chance it will end up in your stocking for me at Christmas.
Yeah, I don't think it's under
$100. You don't think so?
No. But one of my other favorite things that I saw since our last podcast was, did you watch any of the Spelling Bee?
Oh, my God. Didn't I tweet that at you?
No, I tweeted that at you. That's because it says -C. That's how you know CONUS did it.
I saw it, though. I think I saw it before you tweeted it at me, though.
Oh, really?
That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Epic fail spelling bee.
Let me see. Are you looking at it right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you see the word? Okay, stop looking at it.
All right, go.
Can you spell Kabaragoya?
Nope. I'm not even going to try because I'll sound like a jackass.
Well, this kid, when he heard his word, you know how they normally go... Can I get it? Language of origin and use it in a sentence, all that crap. Mm-hmm. Well, he goes right after they say it. Some of these poor kids, you love them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have these like outrageous personalities. But the kid immediately goes, "Oh, I know this. I so know it." And that was hilarious by itself. So you're just like, because
he's like, I'm gonna win.
Yeah,
I'm gonna win.
Yeah, but there was like 15 kids left us. But he was really excited. He found one he knew, and even the announcers are like, they're commenting on, oh, you know, these kids get so excited when they see one of these words they've studied. And he goes, Kabaragoya, C-A-B. He starts to spell it, and it's K. It's not C.
Oh no.
And they get to the end, and you hear the ding. And the kid's just like...
Destroyed.
No!
And he's just terrible look on his face.
He does. I mean, I felt so bad for him. But as he's walking away, he doesn't have the mic in front of him, so you can't hear what he's saying. But you know how like in the NFL games, when the coach like drops an F-bomb, you know that's what they're doing.
That's exactly.
The poor kid, you see him. He like looks at the other kids he's walking by, and you see him mouth, I thought I knew it. I just felt so bad. Terrible.
Defining moment in his life.
Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee he will never misspell that word again.
Well, they're all brilliant, though. They're going to go
what
on.
What is it? Hey, by the way, CONUS, what is a Kabaragoya?
I don't know.
Me either.
He didn't ever go through any of that. He didn't ask for the definition. He didn't ask for language origin.
Kabaragoya. I'm going to look it up.
If I were in a spelling bee and they gave me the word Kabaragoya, I would say, yes, what letter does that begin with, please? And see if they would actually like accidentally say it.
So.
Then he would have got it right.
Okay, so we should start picking words and naming like that game where you give two wrong definitions and then one right one and tell me which one you think it is.
Did you look up Kabaragoya?
Kabaragoya, yes, I've looked it up.
All right,
so Kabaragoya, a very large African vegetable or fruit.
Okay.
Kabaragoya, a large lizard native to South or Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Kabaragoya, the name of Cindy Crawford's new line with Rooms to Go Furniture.
You did a good job. You appeared to be reading them all from your phone.
Yep. Which one do you think is the correct one?
The first one.
You are incorrect. It is not a fruit or vegetable. It is actually, it's not the Cindy Crawford line for Rooms to Go. Mm-hmm. It is a large lizard. Yeah, native to South. Yeah, it's the water monitor is a large, yeah, Oh, wait.
This seems not legit.
No, that's not right. Yeah. It pulled up the wrong example. Hold on just a second.
You're welcome, fans.
Wait, Lord. Everyone's looking them up, right? All six of our fans are like,
everyone, I hope everyone's playing along because you just failed.
No, it actually, yeah, I don't know. It says a large water monitor in Southeast Asia.
Water monitor,
which at length reaches lengths of 7 feet. So it looks like a large
lizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was right. A large monitor lizard.
Fair enough.
What is a monitor lizard? What it looks a lot like actually like an alligator, to be honest, but
a lizard?
Yes. Look, did you look it up?
No, I didn't. I moved on.
You don't even care anymore. You're done.
Cabaragoya.
Yeah.
C.
K. Oh, man, I thought I knew that one.
I know this. I so know this.
Oh, my, I so know this. Yeah, no, here, yeah, a large water monitor. So, and then you look it up, and there it is. It looks just like an alligator. Can you see that?
I can.
Mr.
I do
Conus.
Have the conus, but I can see. It does appear to be an alligator.
It yeah, okay, so there you go. Thanks a lot, internets.
Not as bad as a fail, as the worst fail. In the history of mankind, where
which is what exactly
that Miss USA pageant lady, where
epic.
Some people in our nation don't have maps.
That's epic.
Everywhere like such ads,
and
the Iraq,
and our good Lord,
she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Mario Lopez sighting too.
What?
Mario Lopez was the guy who asked her the question.
He did.
Yeah.
AC Slater, was he wearing his mom jeans?
No, he's wearing a suit.
Because you know he could probably still rock those mom jeans.
I bet he could.
Them. He should wear them because they're pretty amazing.
No, because he asked the question and then she, basically falls on her face there. And then he was just watching his reaction at the end. It was hilarious. Look it up.
Is she now a commentator for ESPN or something?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But after she's done, like you just expect, in his brain he's going, well, what? But when she's done, he goes, thank you.
AC Slater. Oh, Lord.
Oh, can we talk about this one?
What?
I don't know. I tweeted it. It's more for Twitter and maybe not for the show.
Which one?
The one about the drug right there.
Oh.
We'll pass.
Okay, that's actually good, though.
See our Twitter feed.
Yeah, go to the Twitter feed back on May 29th and see what Conus tweeted about a specific type of antidepressant drug.
Yeah, sometimes when you see those antidepressant commercials and they talk about all the side effects,
you're going
you're
there.
Like, well, I would never take that. But this one, you might think about it.
Why is that?
Because. It's a good side effect.
Oh, hey, can we talk about discontinued food that should be brought back? Did we talk about this yet?
Not
yet. No, we talked about this last episode.
No, we didn't.
Did we?
I can't remember. 529?
Are you sure?
No, we didn't because I did not tweet this antidepressant drug on the same day we had it.
BK chicken fries. Did you ever have those?
Maybe we did. I can't remember.
They're pretty good. Soft taco. Yeah. The Bigfoot pizza from Pizza Hut.
We haven't talked about it because I remember reading this.
Mixed salad shakers. Remember those?
No.
Oh, my God. They had salad in this, like, cup with, like, a top, and you would shake it, and it was, like, a salad shakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing. Or Wendy's hot dogs. I didn't know they even had hot dogs. That's crazy.
Gross.
Bull. Yeah. McPizza. The DQ Breeze.
The McPizza.
The BK Tenders. Wendy's Super Bar. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
I remember that, too. Oh, the McDLT. The McRib. That does come back.
I do like the McRib.
I do too, which is scary, but I do.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it. So anyway,
it's scary.
Well, I think, have we exhausted all of our Twitter comments?
I think so. Let's see. Yeah, it's looking like bear-proof suit.
Yeah.
Russians die before reaching 55.
There you go.
Cabaragoya. LeVar Burton got emotional.
That's huge news, though. Reading Rainbow,
mm-hmm.
He, like, in record time on the Kickstarter website, was able to raise enough money to bring back Reading Rainbow.
Really?
Which we used to watch when we were kids. Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it
Take
other than
a
the,
look.
Yeah, the song.
It's in a book, Reading Rainbow.
I'm visualizing the more you know.
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I can do anything.
I remember the song.
By the way, I'm for hire if you want me to come back and re-record the Reading Rainbow.
When are you recording our Conus and Dibs song?
Oh, I don't know, but we should. So, yeah, we did. You know what? I might just lay it down without any music and use it as our jingle. Lay down the music. Yeah, that's what they say. We lay down a track.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to go all Madonna and lay down a track.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, cool. Well, that was a good list today for top five.
Yeah, it was. How much time have
we exhausted? We're at 55 minutes, so we are good.
Yeah, the top five really was took a long time. Backbone of this show.
Yeah, you better come up with something good for the next episode.
Oh, my goodness.
This is really, well, now the bulk of our mics work, this is going to be the top episode of all time. And if you'd like to be a guest on the Conus and Dibs show, you can reach out to us on Twitter at Conus and Dibs and or Facebook.com/Conus and Dibs.
Right.
And we'll think about it because we have a lot of listeners and we don't want to offend anyone.
Exactly.
So
I tried to get one of my buddies to come. He was on a, he took a trip today.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to call him? I got to think of a nickname.
What's a fun nickname for him?
Yeah.
No, but so we did talk about also over text message a way that we might sign off this episode now. Do you like that idea?
Yeah, but I can't remember what it was.
So normally we always talk over each other at the end. I say, see you next time, and you say something else.
The first time we did it on accident, and then Dadu made fun of us because we're obviously rookies, and it was a rookie mistake, and we shouted over each other, then we decided we were going to do that at the end of every show, but then I can never remember what I say.
So why don't we just, since the show is called Irritable Vowel Syndrome, where we drink beverages, my idea was we would sign off by saying, bottoms up.
Yeah, and you can say it this time.
All right, so thanks so much for tuning in to episode 4 of the Irritable Vowel Syndrome with Conus and Dibs, and I'm Dibs, and that's
Conus.
And we want to thank you all for joining in, so bottoms up, everybody.
Dink.